Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Y'all have great pulse of the city, and I really love listening to your show.
With John Lopez and Landry Locker, you're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610.
TGI FNF. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. David Coley, Tyrod Taylor speak. Apparently, the Texans don't have any starters.
No starters.
At what point is something not a good thing? Because competition is a good thing. But when you have too much of it on your roster, I feel like it's a bad thing. So what are some things that can be good but bad if you have too much of them? I'm going to start with ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
It's good, but if you have too much, it's bad.
Any eating, really. You eat like that, you go crazy, and all of a sudden you feel too much. Obviously, alcohol. It's good until it hits you like a ton of bricks. But as far as like the Texans, when he said that, I just kind of sat back in my chair and was like, we don't have any starters. It's all the same. He's basically what he's saying. Everybody's up for a job. They're all helping each other, et cetera, et cetera. I was like, I don't know if that's something you really want to brag about anymore on this team.
He bragged about it, and my gosh, we'll hear from David Coley. We're going to hear from Tyrod Taylor as well. Jeff Bagwell joining the show in 15 minutes. Jeff Bagwell on behalf of the TriStar Collectors Show, going to take place this weekend. It's great to have that back. Best place to shop for sports collectibles. I'm assuming the deals are going to be even better than they usually are because, let's be honest, they didn't have it last year, and you want to get rid of some stuff if you are a collector. So Jeff Bagwell is going to be out there signing. He's going to be talking to us about the Houston Astros and everything going on MLB in 16 minutes. Boy, John McClain sure did want to make it clear yesterday that it was the first time that Tyrod Taylor had met with the media. Just listen to John McClain, his back and forth with David Coley yesterday, speaking on just general stuff, and he had to make it clear to Coley this was the first time. I don't know that Coley cared, but he had to make it clear this was the first time Tyrod Taylor was going to be available to the media.
Yes, David, how are you today?
I'm fine, John, and you?
Doing great.
Hey, look, you got off that field just in time. It's getting ready to get ugly out there.
Is it? Well, I'm glad I got home. Came home just for you.
What was that about? Just for you.
And then here's John McClain with Tyrod Taylor. If you didn't think he needed to make it clear, here is John McClain with Tyrod Taylor. Just not just asking the question, but making it very clear, man. I've wanted to talk to you for a long time, Tyrod.
Tyrod, since this is the first time we've been on with you, can you kind of update us on, you know, why you came to the Texans, what it's like working with Cully and Hamilton again?
Okay, so since this is the first time we're talking with you, we got a lot to cover. Hope you're comfortable, Tyrod, because we're going to ask you a bunch of stuff. That thing stuck in John's craw, as they say, quite a bit.
You think he's going to get grumpy this year? I mean, grumpier, I should say. You think this is going to drive McClain crazy? Because I truly believe, and I don't want to say, God, how are we starting the show off with this? It must be.
I think. Look, I got a point on that. Finish your question.
Now, I think some football writers, baseball writers more so, but when you get to a point like John McClain, and there aren't a lot, there are a lot that think they're at the same point as John McClain in the media. But really, in this city, there's only one John McClain. Mm-hmm. Like there's one guy who is like a national presence. A face of a sport type of thing. No disrespect, Lopez. But
why would it disrespect?
I mean, some media types kind of put themselves on a higher platform than it is. But a lot of times I feel that
I don't.
Well, that's why I'm saying, in case you did, I was being sensitive to your feelings.
Thank you.
But some of them want to like make it so dramatic.
Especially
when
baseball.
They exit. Like, can you imagine what Peter King's going to be like when he retires?
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's probably going to do a tour like Mike Krzyzewski.
Oh, God. And I'm not watching.
You know, when you think of Duke basketball, you think of Mike Krzyzewski.
Shout out to JR Sports Brief. Another great take yesterday.
I was like, what? Really?
I sent you the clip of JR Sports Brief. That dude just has the most generic opinions I've ever seen. He present them.
You know, when you think of the Bible, you think of Jesus.
Dude, JR.
No kidding.
I've been driving around listening to JR Sports Brief. I guess it's just because you have a New York accent to where you say it. He'll just be like, yeah, LeBron James, one of the best players of all time. People don't want to hear it, but he's one of the best players of all time. Dame Lillard, he's clutch. He can hit threes. You might not believe it, but Dame Lillard can hit some threes.
We all believe it.
And Kobe Bryant, God rest his soul, that guy could score when it mattered most. You might not want to hear it, but that's what it is. If you think about Coach K, you think Duke.
You sent that to me yesterday. I know we're on a tangent, but I was just laughing out loud, literally laughing out loud. You know, when you think of McDonald's, you think of the Big Mac. You may not want to hear it, but you think of the Big Mac.
Tom Brady's a winner. You might not like it. I might not like it. Tom Brady is a winner. JR Sports Brief. Let's go to the phone lines.
Okay, back on track.
John McClain. I think that when you get to that point, much like an athlete that builds a pedigree, you want to go out on your terms. And I think John McClain, starting 4 years ago, 4+ years ago, I think, and I've heard this through the grapevine, I don't know if this is public stuff, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of putting it out there. I think John McClain wanted to go out covering a Super Bowl with a local
team.
And I think when Deshaun Watson was here, when the Texans were doing what they were doing, when it looked like you were going to have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and a guy that is a winner and is destined to win a Super Bowl, which is what we believed, I truly feel that John McClain thought, all right, you know, I'm going to be able to go out on top. I feel like this guy's going to take me to the promised land, whether it's 2024, whether it's 2025. I'm going to hang on because I've never covered a Super Bowl in this city. I've had my heart broken by the Oilers many times. We've had the injuries with the Texans. I'm going to get to cover a Super Bowl because of this number 4. And now here we are, probably the worst dismantling of a roster in 2 years, a complete 180, where now all of a sudden you're talking about competition instead of a franchise quarterback. And I feel like it irks John McClain.
You couldn't be more right. To a lesser degree, that's why you always hear me say it's okay to demand more. It's okay to be angry, because you're going to wake up one day like I did, and you're walking your daughter down the aisle and your other son's getting married. And just the other day, like 2 nights ago, it seems, they were in the front yard, you know, as toddlers bouncing around. You're going to wake up one day and you're going to see the finish line like John McClain of covering a team. That's absolutely the case. You are 100%. He sees the finish line.
Let's drive him nuts.
Let's be honest. And he is ticked off.
You're going Kenny Chesney on me. This is basically what you just said right here.
It's what I felt.
This is John Lopez's song. You're getting emotional.
Yeah, I woke up and I was walking my daughter down the aisle.
There you go.
And just the other day, she was holding my hand. And she was 3 years old. It seems like just the other day.
You gonna cry?
I feel like crying. John McClain feels like crying. He sees the finish line, and he's mad about it. I think we are. You're gonna make me cry.
Today. Oh. Asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his own pine. Laughed and said, all I can say.
You. Oh, you're a country guy.
Don't blink. Just like that, Easter Bee comes and we freaking stink. And now I'm grumpy and heavy as hell. And now I know that Texans stink and smell. Don't blink. Deshaun is gone. Now I gotta watch Tyrod Taylor. Grumpy as hell with Peter King. Next thing you know. It's exactly what it is.
It's exactly what it is. Now he can see the finish line. I can see the finish line in the distance, and I get a little bit more riled up about their idiocy that they exhibited with it when it comes to Easterbee and B.O.B. and I feel that's exactly what fans should feel too. As this city's been dying to get Deshaun Watson, and now he's gone, and John McClain is saying, well, it's the first time we've talked to you in a long time, all the other quarterbacks we've talked to. So hope you're comfortable because I'm about to grill your ass.
He's got to be thinking, too, because you know McClain likes to work. That's the other thing. Like, yeah. He likes to work, mm-hmm. but he's got to be sitting here thinking,
I got to go through this again.
Boy, can Caserio turn it around in 5 years? Could we get a Super Bowl in 5 years? I can give it 5 more, 10 more years. He's grumpy, man.
Somebody texted, they just opened a beer and they're holding up their lighter.
I can listen to some corny country. It's either trap music or there's a little corny. I've been to many a Kenny Chesney concerts. I've been to many a Kenny Chesney concerts, believe that. And all you hardcore country fans, I can hear Clint Sterner right now.
That's too Nashville for me. Yeah. That ain't country music. That's Nashville stuff.
Ain't no, that's pop music.
Get out of here with that. Okay. This is McClain right here. You think he'd cry if he had to hear this?
If you put it to a video of Deshaun Watson or Warren Moon.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you want to do some drugs right now?
Well, no, I'm not really a big drug guy.
I kind of feel like that's what the Astros are doing right now. Mm-hmm. They're in Canada.
Oh,
so I got a feeling.
I
feel like the does might be going. There might be some scratches in the lineup because mm-hmm. I could see some of these guys doing what Chris Berman did. We could see when that lineup comes out in about 5 hours and Brian McTaggart tweets it out. I could see a lot of scratches in that lineup because of that Canadian aspirin.
What is Greeky going to be doing on duh?
For the Colts and Rams, I mean, the right?
Awful.
I saw this on the schedule, Jets during the Christmas holiday. I took four duh's at 6 o'clock, knowing what this would be. You know what a duh is? It's Canadian aspirin with a little bit of codeine in it, you know, just enough to give you that pop. 2 2 2's, duh's. I mean, you buy it over the counter up there, you can't hear. It's like $10 up there, but it's like $100 prescription here. So you put it in all the corners of your suitcase. Do you have anything to declare? Oh, no. Duh's. You always hope to have one Blue Jay game a year. You have those bottles, 250, you know, count of 222s? Yes, here they are. I'll take four of them. And they go, they always go, from the States, eh? Duh. You never take duh's? The 8% Cody never hurt anybody.
Never hurt anybody. Greeky will be sitting in the stands just with his feet up on somebody's shoulders or something.
It might have the opposite impact on a guy like Greeny. Doesn't some stuff that knocks you on your ass if you're already chill, doesn't it kind of hype you up? Could he be wired up? Or is that bad science by me, which wouldn't be the first
time? I don't know. I think it depends on who you are.
I think Adderall. There's some Adderall that will hit you like and focus you. And then there's like more extreme where you pop it and you feel like you basically feel like you did crack.
Yeah.
My friend TJ, he's got real bad ADHD. He listens to, so shout out to TJ. Not trying to put too much of your business out there, but one time I borrowed one of his Adderalls.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I honestly felt like I was going to go on the corner barefoot and like start washing windows.
That's why I don't do weed, man. I support weed. I'm an advocate of legalized weed, but every time I've ever tried it, I get like paranoid. I'm like, what's going on here? Why is everybody looking at me?
That's why they have different strands. There's indica, people tell me sativa, that, there's a hybrid.
I'm not that into it.
You might be more of an indica guy.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
We'll see.
Let's talk to Jeff Bagwell.
See you in Vegas.
Let's talk some Astros with Jeff Bagwell.
quickly. On behalf of the awesome TriStar Collector Show that's going to take place this weekend, the great Jeff Bagwell talking baseball, including the MLB committing to preventing cheating. I want to hear what he has to say about this, as well as the future of Luis Garcia. Does Jeff Bagwell think Luis Garcia needs to stay in the bigs? We'll cuss and discuss with one of the best Astros of all time next.
100 years goes faster than you think.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
One of the legends of this city, best players in the history of the Houston Astros, and one of the best baseball minds really joining the show on behalf of the TriStar Collector Show. In a second, I know you covered him, John. Jeff Bagwell going to speak with us. I want to talk to him about Luis Garcia, how he would handle Luis Garcia.
Great question.
What does he think about the talk of him going back to the minors? What does he think about this effort, it appears, by the MLB to suddenly worry about sticky substances? I don't know how exactly... that is going to happen. It kind of seems like it's been right in front of them for a while. A lot of times we say, well, they turned a deaf ear. How many times have we seen someone get caught with a sticky substance and now all of a sudden MLB wants to crack down on it?
Another great question. You're on top of your game today, Landry Locker.
I'm standing on an Xbox because I'm on top of the game.
Yeah.
So we will hear from Jeff Bagwell shortly. Astros, of course, do not sweep the Red Sox yesterday. However, they have a very successful homestand, one of the toughest stretches of the season. Now they go up to Canada. It is Grinky Day. The Astros looking to keep it rolling. We'll hear from David Coley and Tyrod Taylor in a little bit as well. But the Astros playing some good ball, one game back right now, heading into our continuing the second third of the season.
Yeah, nine game homestand. It was a big homestand. It was the best competition for that kind of a stretch that they'd faced. They finished 5-4, which I know, like, before the homestand, you would have wanted more, but you take 5-4 after the start of that homestand. I mean, all day long, against the, obviously Dodgers, Padres, and Red Sox. I think you take that. And you don't just look at the 5-4. You look at how they played, especially toward the end of that, up and down the lineup pretty much of who played. You're really more encouraged about this team than you had been before.
Yeah, I mean, I think the expectations are really high. I think if the pitching is going to continue, if they're going to continue doing what they're doing, and before yesterday every outing had been successful, Jake Odorizzi kind of wets the bed. I just wonder how this rotation lines up because I don't know. I'm not being a prisoner of the moment. I initially thought that maybe Odorizzi would be the odd man out. It seems like that might be the guy you want to move back to the bullpen just because not only have the other guys pitched better, but I just think they're flat out better. Framber Valdez is better than Odorizzi. I think Perez is better than Odorizzi.
Garcia is definitely
I
right
said
now.
Perez, I mean
yeah,
Garcia.
Definitely right now.
That's a definite RC, if there's ever been one.
Perez.
Yeah. Well, Luis. Perez did do his thing yesterday for the Red Sox. Which, by the way,
don't try to crawfish out of this one.
I'm confused as to why exactly they didn't let him go back out there for the ninth.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The pitch count police, mm-hmm. As a great man once called them, they did not let my man
go back out there for the ninth. He was dealing. And then Gurriel, of course, breaks up the shutout, which props to the Astros fans. Seems like they kind of hung around. They were just happy to be at the yard because I was kind of I was beginning my afternoon nap in preparation of the late basketball games when it was 5-0 heading to the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the crowd and I was like, wow, is this thing getting interesting? So I roll over and it's like, oh, 5-1. Okay.
You know what my theory is on day games? I have a theory on day games that I think you will co-sign.
Okay.
They should never show the fans on television.
Because they might get caught skipping work?
Or the Jumbotron during day games, because bosses tend to take people to those games that are maybe not their significant other.
Really? So yes. You got to look out for slime balls is basically
you
gotta
look
what you're
out
saying.
for side piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just enabling and just saying turn the other cheek.
No, I think it's you're
to me. See, I have morals, unlike you.
You have morals?
I have morals. So I believe
I'm just looking out. I'm trying to keep content. You know, keep things status quo.
Take your side piece out at your own risk.
Right.
I don't think that cameramen and baseball productions and TV stations should have to, you know, adjust their lifestyle for
on more than one occasion. I'm dead serious. I've seen someone, either the guy or the girl, cover their face when they get shown on the Jumbotron during a day game.
Like, yeah, kiss
like,
cam.
Yeah, like
kiss cams where it gets real crazy.
Like, don't want anybody to see me here.
Kiss cams where it gets real crazy. Let's talk to Jeff Bagwell on behalf of TriStar. He's going to be signing autographs this weekend at the show. Mr. Bagwell, Landry Locker, John Lopez, thank you so much for your time.
You got it, guys. How you doing today?
Very good. I want to start with the Luis Garcia situation. How do you handle Luis Garcia? I know I heard Blummer and Callis talking about it the other day. It seems hard for us to imagine, us simpletons, to imagine sending Luis Garcia down to the minors with how good he's looked this year.
Yeah, that's a good question. and he's getting better, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we at this particular second, we have kind of a surplus of starters. So the trick is, How do we figure out who's going to be our best starters and how do we get to the ninth inning? So you're probably going to have to be creative some way. And I don't know if it's Luis Garcia. We're trying it with Javier to kind of bridge that gap to get to Presley. So however we decide our guy's worth, I guess, is what we'll see. I think we have an off day coming up in Boston maybe. So we'll see how that plays out.
Jeff, one of my favorite things when I was covering that clubhouse that you were in on a relatively daily basis was talking to you about just baseball in general. I love your insight on those kinds of things, not necessarily the game at hand. So I thought of you when the Tony La Russa stuff happened, and I really, really thought, you know who's going to have a great opinion on this is one Jeff Bagwell. What were your thoughts?
Well, I understand where Tony's coming from. As far as the 3-0, the 3-0 don't swing when you're up by a lot. And I certainly agree with that. You know, part of that deal is kind of tough for a player because, like, Tatis did it, I think, last year, hit a home run on it when they were up by a lot. But, you know, you battle your way to get to 3-0, and then you got to shut it down. But those are the rules of the game. As I would like to say, the unwritten rules were, you know, if you're up by a lot, you just, you know, you don't swing. But then you take a position player and you put him in a game. And that is it's almost 90% a lose-lose situation because you're not expected, you're probably expected to get a hit by most. But you're in a situation where a guy's just kind of flipping it up there trying to get the game over with, and there's really not that much competition that goes into that. So what do you do when a guy swings at a 3-0 pitch from a guy throwing, what is it, 40-something miles an hour?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can look at it either way. I think the bottom line is Tony said that they gave him the take sign. And if they gave him the take sign, then he has to take. As far as the unwritten rule part, you know, once a player, I mean, you almost go into your softball stance in that situation when you got a position player because it's hard to concentrate. Mm-hmm. So I can see the kid swinging, but if Tony gave him the don't swing, then he can't swing.
What about the after the fact, how Tony really, I mean, to say the least, did not have his guys back?
Yeah, I understand that, but I think he was trying to send an overall message, mm-hmm. saying this is how the way we do things around here. We respect the competition. We respect the other team. And, you know, if the manager tells you not to swing, then you don't swing. And you should know better by that, probably, to not swing. So it's kind of a tricky one, John. It really is. Mm-hmm. You know, I am old school. You know how that goes. Game has changed a lot on that front. But at the end of the day, you're going to get the same ethos, the 3-1, if it's a strike. So I might as well take it.
On the unwritten rules, I don't mean to harp on this, but it's interesting to me. I mean, tossing your bat in the air after a home run, it was an unwritten rule, and it's now pretty much accepted. And what is your stance on just these so-called unwritten rules in general and how they're evolving?
Well, I believe in them. I believe in a lot of them. I don't, you know, I see bat flip. A lot of things changed for me in the 17 World Series when you saw both teams doing it. So I was like, screw it. Okay, I'm so, you know, I can handle it if both teams are doing it, and that's the way they want to play. But what I see nowadays is everybody's pimping home runs. This kid Arroyo hit a home run against us yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's doing a stutter step around third base. And it was his first home run. I got no time for that. You know, act like you've been there before. I'm not a big fan of that. You know, you do Tatis where you hit a 3-run homer to tie the game and you want to sit there and watch it. I can handle that. You know, that's a big situation and that's a big and emotional thing. If you want to do stuff like that, I can handle that. But you're in the third inning, you know, pimping home runs. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And then you're going to come up and strike out the next three times up. I mean, I don't get that. I'm not a big fan of that. But the game has changed. Nobody pitches in. If you're a hitter, you're never nervous. Everybody does is pitch away. So in case you throw a ball in at all, people are staring back out at the mound. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous, but it's the way it's going. I don't like it like that. Like I said, you hit a home run that matters. I can understand doing a little bit, but certainly not what they do now.
Talking to Jeff Bagwell on behalf of TriStar. He's going to be signing autographs out there. The return of the TriStar Collector Show out there to NRG Park. What about the MLB? It looks like they're going to try to crack down on sticky substances with pitchers. I'm laughing too, Jeff, because, you know, you hear a lot when it comes to, you know, cheating and stuff like that. Like, they turn the other cheek. You hear it with steroids. You hear it with cameras and all that. They literally look the other way when it comes to sticky substances, and now all of a sudden they're going to crack down on it. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, well, I'm not that educated on what they're doing to their sticky substances now. You know, for 120 years, people have been using pine tar and rosin together. And the general feeling was, I'd rather have them use that than have a slippery ball hit me in the head. Does it make that much of a difference? I don't know. Now with the big, you know, thing about spin rate, they're saying that you get more spin because the ball's tackier. Maybe that's true. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I know a lot of guys, and obviously Major League Baseball is making a big deal out of it now. I don't know if that's the answer for the more spin rate, but maybe it is. Either way, they can do whatever they want as far as Major League Baseball is to try and do it. And in general, I would imagine they'll find a way to use whatever they have to make the ball a little bit stickier.
Before we let you go here, Jeff, you've been a part of teams that had some very big deals. Randy Johnson in season, Moises Alou, Jeff Kent. Do the Astros need to make a big deal to get to that last step?
You know, I don't know. You know, I don't think anybody in baseball is a dominating team. You know, we've played the Dodgers. We've played the Padres. Played the Yankees. I don't think any team is – So far ahead that you can't catch them. We need to do whatever we need to do in order for us to get 27 outs. Whatever that means, whether it's better base running, better defense, better starters, better relievers, whatever it is to do, we got to get 27 outs, a clean 27 outs, and we'll be fine. And whatever that takes for us to do that, I don't know if there's a deal out there that you can go, oh, we got this guy where, you know, this puts us over the top. I don't know if that deal is out there. I think it's a little too early to tell.
Jeff Bagwell on behalf of TriStar Collectors Show this week, and he's going to be out there signing. Jeff, always a pleasure talking to you, picking that brain. Could do it all day, but we only got such little time. Appreciate you as always, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you guys. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That's a great Jeff Bagwell. Old school at heart, to say the very
least. Whether he's on the air or not, I've always said my absolute all-time favorite Astro.
David Coley, Texans don't have starters. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? We'll hear from him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It, presented by Westside Lexus. You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
All right, David Coley says the Texans don't have any starters. We'll hear from him very shortly. John McClain has taken back the first question. It is rightfully his. I don't feel good about someone flying a drone around the building, honestly. I don't really think – I'm not amused by that.
Why?
I just don't really – there's like a drone going up and down the hallway. I'm not –
What do you have to hide, man?
I don't have anything to hide. but, I mean, when I get questioned by cops a month ago because someone left their car on and had a laser pointing at the the constable, and then all of a sudden they're flying a drone down the hall. You tell me how good you feel about it.
You think it was a test drone?
I don't know what
it
is.
It was a test drone.
I just don't feel good about drones flying up and down the hallway.
I was interested because I want to get one for the boat.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go check out drones not in the hallway.
On my own time.
People trying to get coffee out there and stuff.
We look to the left, and there's a drone looking at us.
John, the problem with John is he's so friendly, man. it's going to be like, here's the thing, and I'm going to connect this to David Coley. David Coley talks about competition, and competition can be a good thing, but when your whole roster, there's competition to see who starts, that's not a good thing. It's good to be friendly, but it's not good to be too friendly. You're encouraging weird behavior, John.
Not
the dude's wearing damn boots like he's about to walk in 3 feet deep water.
Yeah, they were rubber boots.
I get interrogated by cops because of some laser pointing at there, and he's flying a drone down the hallway, and you're acting like this is like something okay.
I thought it was
You need to tone down the friendliness. Seriously, you're going to be on the wrong side of history with this.
He goes, the problem with John is he's too friendly.
Yes, you can be too friendly. You can have too much competition.
I was interested in what was going on, and then when I saw that it was a drone,
you're encouraging this behavior.
I was saying that'll be really cool on my boat.
Next thing you know, there's gonna be a damn shooting range in the hallway.
There, well,
because you're encouraging it. Well, you're supposed to act like that stuff's weird.
It is weird.
You're supposed
to
act like it bothers you. Like yes, it's like when you're out on a patio and you're eating, and someone's dog can't behave.
Yes, now that
and it comes
me.
Up and it licks your feet, and yeah. They ask you, and they're asking you as if they don't even want to know the answer. Is he bothering you? Yeah, he is. And they do like a double take, like they expected you to say no. Yeah, your dog licking my feet while I'm trying to eat my chicken breast is bothering me.
Yes, it does.
But thanks for asking, almost as if it was like a hey, how are you when you don't really care. Yeah, your dog that's walking around, acting a fool, barking about as loud as everything, ruining everything, and licking my feet, not even on a leash. Yeah, it is bothering me, ma'am.
Is a drone flying in the hallway bothering you?
You should say yes.
I opened the door.
By the way, I looked down there in the prep room when you snitched on me saying I drove a Jeep Cherokee and that led to me getting interrogated by cops. I looked down.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like a damn Jeep dealership with all the white Jeep Cherokees
there were a bunch
down there.
Of white Jeeps.
There's at least eight. And I'm the one that gets singled out. There's
we got
people.
Like five of them on this floor.
But it's me. Let's hear from David Coley live at NRG yesterday, talking about competition, Tyrod Taylor, Deshaun Watson, among other things. And he said something that really stuck out to me about Tyrod Taylor. Mm-hmm. That kind of makes me raise the eyebrows a little bit. I'll tell you what that is after we hear from David Coley. Start us off, John McClain.
Yes, David, how are you today?
I'm fine, John, and you?
Doing great.
Hey, look, you got off that field just in time. It's getting ready to get ugly out there.
Is it? Well, I'm glad I got home. Came home just for you. I'd like to ask you, since we're getting Tyrod Taylor for the first time, is he where you want him to be?
Yes, he is, John. And the thing about him is he's been in all of the Zoom meetings. So it's not like he doesn't know where we're at or what we're doing at this point, been in OTAs. He's been in all the meetings. It's just recently we just got him on the field. And you can tell by what we've seen on the field, John, that he's been listening. He's been picking up the offense. And this time of year, what we're trying to do here is with all of those guys at that position and along with these other positions is just to learn what we're doing and how we're doing it. And I feel like from what we've seen out there the last few days that he is right where we feel like he should be.
Hey, David, past couple of places that Tyrod has been a quarterback in Los Angeles or with Cleveland, he had rookies behind him and eventually gave the job over to them. What sort of a asset can he be to Davis in terms of just getting him kind of accustomed to the league and stuff?
It's invaluable for not only just those guys at the quarterback position, but just for the guys on this football team in general. He knows what winning is supposed to be like. He knows the process that you have to go through. And that's what he brings to not only that room, but to this football team.
In the year you overlapped with him in Buffalo, you guys, the Bills benched him for a game. What did you just learn about him during that season and working with him and going through that process with him?
That he's a professional through and through. Didn't like it. No one would have. But he handled it like a pro supposed to handle, like a guy with class would handle things. Basically, the very next week, he was back in the lineup and was able to help lead us to the playoffs because of that. And that just goes to show the professionalism he has and the experience that he's been around. And it worked out for everybody involved.
David, when you guys signed Tyrod, Deshaun had already asked for a trade, but the first lawsuit hadn't been filed. What was it about Tyrod that made you think that it was a good situation, your situation that the team was in, was a good situation for him to be your quarterback?
Well, we didn't have but one quarterback on the roster at that time signed. So we were going to go out and Nick and his staff went out and we were going to sign some more guys to the roster that we needed to have. And Tyrod was available. He had some other places to go. He chose here simply because he's familiar with Pep. He's familiar with me. He's familiar with what we're all about. And it's fit in just perfectly for us.
When you look at the veterans you have, as far as the defensive line, some of the guys that you have like Omenihu and some newcomers like Malik Collins, how do you feel like the defensive line's coming together?
Well, the experience that you just mentioned there with the guys that have come from other places mixed in with the guys that we have here. And again, I'm going to go back to what we said we wanted to create when we first came here. And with these free agents and with our draft picks is competition. And Aaron, what happens is competition makes people better. And good players want to be better. And the quickest way and the best way to get that is with competition. And we've created that here, not only at that position, but at all positions. Because this time of year, it's not really about evaluation so much as it is about learning the system, learning about what our culture is, establishing what our culture is. And you know, quite frankly, we don't have what we call starters. Everybody works with everybody here. You know, everybody works with every group, and that's how you create that. So there's no feeling that this is his job or that's his job. The feeling is it's everybody's job. Whoever the best person is for that particular position, that's going to be their job. And in the fall, when we start training camp, that'll all come together.
All right, that's David Coley. The thing that stuck out to me outside of the obvious quote that had the internet going nuts, we'll hear from Tyrod Taylor at 11 o'clock. He had some interesting stuff to say as well. But this is what kind of got my attention, and this is definitely something nobody's talking about. You heard the question from Aaron Reese, the great Aaron Reese of The Athletic, about Tyrod Taylor getting benched. And I recall when that happened, he got benched for one of the worst quarterbacks in the history of the NFL, Nathan Peterman. I think Nathan Peterman threw like 5 interceptions in the first half or something like that, or over the course of the game. And I only bring that up because Sean McDermott's a good coach in Buffalo. I mean, he's regarded as one of the better coaches in the league. And he knows what he's doing, it appears. Tyrod Taylor was so unflattering, and I know he got his job back, but he was so unflattering in a year in which Buffalo ended up making the playoffs that they felt the need to bench Tyrod Taylor for perhaps the worst quarterback that we've ever seen in the history of the NFL. He had the worst performance, 5 interceptions, and this was in 2017. So we are 4 years removed from Tyrod Taylor getting benched for Nathan Peterman. Think about that. Think about that for a second. That is 4 years ago, and it's not like it was some jackass coach who doesn't know what he's doing. That was Sean McDermott in a year in which the Buffalo made the playoffs. Tyrod Taylor got benched for Nathan Peterman. So when you talk about what to expect from Tyrod Taylor and what is Tyrod Taylor, the ceiling is very, very low with this guy, to the point where one of the best coaches in the league was willing to bench him for Nathan F. and Peterman.
That's a great point. And the other thing that jumped out at me was, before the show, we were looking at, talking about this and looking at Tyrod Taylor. You know, he started 3 years pretty much in Buffalo, obviously, except for when he was benched, and had a couple of spot starts here and there elsewhere. His all-time record as a starter is 25-21-1. He had a tied game that he started. 25-21-1 is not, and that's with Buffalo when they ended up making the playoffs too, with a decent roster. Sean and Seth had a really good conversation this morning. I was plugged in.
Don't sound so surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. But it was a really good conversation because Sean was talking about his quarterback rating of 61 point something was always, it's kind of like average to slightly above average as a quarterback rating. And they're facing 9 quarterbacks this year, the Texans, who have as starting quarterbacks a higher, lower quarterback rating than that, or are rookies. So you would think, okay, maybe he can make this team competitive in those games. On the other hand, you've got the 25-21-1, and you've got a lot of years, a lot of tread worn on those tires since he had that quarterback rating as a starter. So it's an interesting discussion. You can look at it 2 different ways. I had another nobody's talking about that I got from David Culley's comment.
Nobody's talking about guy.
He said he's been in all the Zoom meetings, but this is the first time that they have been able to get him on the field. Is he still fighting health problems? Because that would be alarming to me, especially when you take into context, I think it ties in with directly what you said and I just mentioned, the fact that, he was benched for Peterman. His starting record as a quarterback is not very good. And it's time. A lot of time has passed since then. And he's also in OTAs, didn't participate. It seems like he didn't participate in the first OTAs until yesterday.
Probably chilling.
It could be. That's what I'm saying. I was asking the question, is he still sort of, are they just taking it slow with him or what?
I don't know. To me, the most telling thing is David Culley says they don't have starters. And I like competition at the bottom of the roster. I don't like guys, low-tier guys being guaranteed jobs. I think that's bad for business. I think it's a bad way to improve your roster that Bill O'Brien did that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to hear from Tyrod Taylor in a second. We just heard from David Culley. The problem with the Texans right now, and this is something that needs to change as soon as next year and maybe the year after that, is when it comes to personnel on the sidelines on Sundays, what are the 2 most important positions?
Quarterback.
And head coach, right?
Yeah.
The Texans, when it comes to those prominent, important positions, they have 2 guys that would not have their current role anywhere else in the league. Think about that.
Yeah.
So you can be optimistic, and who knows? David Culley can prove himself. We know what Tyrod Taylor is at this point, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. I think Tyrod Taylor's a solid backup quarterback in this league, but he's not someone that you want starting. I think that's been proven.
Yeah.
It's been written. David Culley could prove himself as a very good NFL head coach, and we could be saying, okay, this guy's got something, and we could be saying that. But heading into the season right now, in those two important roles, the two most important when it comes to on the sidelines on Sunday, you have a quarterback who no one else in the league would want as their starter.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through the list. And you have a head coach who has the same thing but could actually prove it. So it's unwritten on Culley, but we know what Tyrod Taylor is. And when I hear them talk about them being Aaron Rees, that this guy got benched for Nathan Peterman 4 years ago by a very good coach,
yeah,
that's telling.
Yeah.
That's very telling as to where he is, and maybe why we do see Davis Mills in the middle of the season, so that we do get, you know, some sort of, sometimes uncertainty is a good thing.
And the other part of it is, you know, look, it's so early, but it's the only sample size we have. Tyrod Taylor, in his first on-field performances yesterday, or at least showing, wasn't exactly wowing anybody, at least not the two people that we had there. Both Sean and Clint were, you know, obviously qualified it, but weren't exactly saying that Tyrod Taylor was blowing the doors off of anybody yesterday.
No, and I don't think we really expected that, but here we are.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Tyrod Taylor, the man himself, the starting quarterback of your Houston Texans. What exactly did he expect when he took this gig? Did he know that he was going to be the starter and Deshaun was on his way out? Or was he coming in to be the backup? We'll hear from him next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.